差し時主神めとたりらびしにてげんぱりさんげしるみてうわいJetsu Lama Dampa Kena Gichu Gukala Kensei Jujin Ti JitaDuce tima Laya Gece ki Çalma Tüse İdam gurur Atamadalakam Nilyatayam We'll turn to page, let's see, 34. In the gold prayer book. If you do not have the gold prayer book, but have the white binder, turn to page, the first page it says, Kadampa Center Prayers. So we'll start by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times.Teyata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Teyata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Teyata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Now we'll read the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. If you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms.Dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. So let's chant the mantra seven times.
Good morning.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Sorry, just wake up. The mantra we are about to recite, this is called Medicine Buddha Mantra. So it's actually healing mantra. So then please visualize bright blue light. Oh, if you can, visualize bright blue light on the top of your crown. Crown? On top of your crown. Or also if you know somebody, you know, your friend or family member, relatives,you know, who are sick, or maybe, you know, going through like a problem that's related to the mind, then please visualize them, and also, you know, all like living beings, okay? So body, you know, top of their crown, bright blue light, which is the, actually there are like seven different types of healing energies, you know, so the bright blue light is the combination combinations of seven types of healing energies. So bright dark blue, visualize on your crown. So then, you know, purify all the sicknesses, mental difficulties. So, okay, so then there will be benefit. Huh? Okay, huh? Just want to share that with you.
Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Rata Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Rata Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Rata Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha.
Now let's read the four measurables in English three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37. In the bottom of the page, there are two mantras. So we'll start by chanting the Chenrezig mantra.
Yeah.
Is that okay? eight times.
So the... Actually, His Holiness Dalai Lama said, you know, saying a lot of prayers is probably not good. like, you know, the study is more important, knowledge is more important than saying prayer. But, you know, I've been here now 20 years. That's quite a long time. So then I'm thinking slowly, slowly, you know, like, how to benefit all my friends here without saying much word, you know, like my Mickey Mouse. I've been talking about my Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse blah blah last 20 years. So the mantra is like sacred word. So it contains a lot of, you know, has the same mantra been saying like saying by millions of people, then millions of times, millions, billions, zillions of times been said. So that mantra has put in a lot of energy. So then reciting that, even just hearing the mantra, reciting, hearing, writing, reading, you know, that's, you know, creates so much benefit. Huh? So the mantra that we are going to say, the first one, I believe, is like how to develop compassion. So you can think about compassion while we are saying that. And you are welcome to say a mantra. The second one is called Tara Mantra. That mantra serve like so many different purposes, you know, because we do face, you know, so many different kind of problems. So mantra helps to, how you say, to mantra helps mantra helps helps to overcome all these obstacles, okay? Or Tara mantra, or Tara mantra. So Tara, there's an enlightened female figure. And the color is green. So green is the color of the wind element. When you think about the four elements, the green color is the color of the wind element. So Tara's blessing is quick as wind. Oh, that's why it's colored in green, okay? For the sake of knowledge. Oh, yeah, so now recite, please recite the mantra. Pame
Om Mani Pame Hum Om Mani Pame Hum Om Mani Pame Hum Om Mani Pame Hum Om Mani Pame Hum Om Mani Pame Hum And then Green Tower's mantra 7 times. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
And now a special offering, Geshe-la?
Oh, yeah.
Now a special offering.
Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu
Re Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re
Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Thank you. Namo Radhanaya, Namo Bhagavata, Bajasara Ramadhanaya, Tathagataya, Arahatya, Samyasambhuta. Sawakama awarana mejonana menazova namo ratnanda ya namo bangavade mezazara tamadana tadamada adesa meza bude piyata meza meza mahabete mahadesa mahabiyya meza mahabude meza mahabude tada meza mahabude menda vasa tamana meza sawakama awarana mejonana mezazova namo ratnanda ya namo bangavade mezazara tamadana tadamada ara adesa meza bude Tata meza meza maha meza maha meza meza maha miya meza maha mudde meza maha mudde tata maha mudde meza vasa namana meza sova kama avarana vishudana meza sova namarana laya namo bhagavate meza sara namada ne tata kata parada sa meza mudde hediyata meza meza maha meza maha meza meza maha miya meza maha maha mudde meza vasa namana meza sova kama avarana vishudana meza sova namarana laya namo bhagavate meza sara namada tata kata ya ahadiya sa meza mudde hediyata meza meza maha meza maha meza maha Namo Radhanaya, Namo Bhagavate, Medhasara, Namadhanaya, Tathagataya, Arahadaya, Samaya, Sambuddhaya, Deyata, Medha, Medha, Maha, Medha, Maha, Medha, Medha, Maha, Biya, Medha, Maha, Buddhita, Medha, Maha, Medha, Medha, Medha, Tamana, Medha, Savakama, Avarana, Mishantana, Medha, Soha, Namo Radhanaya, Namo Bhagavate, Thank you very much. Namo Bhagavate Namo Bhagavate Vedasaranamadanetadat. Hi, how are you? Namo Ratnadaya Namo Bhagavate Vedasaranamadanetadat. Benza savakama avarane vijodane benza zoha. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much. Beautiful. I'm kind of excited to start my Mickey Mouse talk.
If I can invite all the kids up. And Aidlin has been, and all my kids, all our kids, I should say, in the family program, if they're 11 or older, have been peer counselors. Aidlin is going to speak for us today.
So we, the kids in the family program, have made these necklaces, and we're offering them to the bookstore to sell as like a donation to Kadampa Center for $4, and it's our service to Kadampa Center, and our lovely models are showing off some of the necklaces.
So that is part of our program, as well as we are working on 20 canvases that will outline the 16 guidelines. And you can see there are still works in progress, but they will be up shortly, hanging from the window in the main lobby. We also have a service project that is for Jordan Lake next week, and there are flyers out in the front. It's our way of giving what we've been taught here about it's a cleanup project at the beach at Jordan Lake of, you know, doing kind acts, helping our world. And so with that, we invite all of you to come and volunteer for the family program and participate in all our activities.
Oh, very good meaning thinking. Oh yeah, very good. Thank you so much. Wonderful, very good.
And now Robbie has a special announcement as well.
Okay.
Continuing special. Yeah, special announcements followed by special announcements. Of course, today we're celebrating Geshe-la's return to Kadampa Center. That's very exciting. But we wanted, we wanted to piggyback onto that, acknowledging our Western Sangha members, because just the excitement of having a Sangha community here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the benefits and good karma it brings to the center is just unbelievable. And we should never take them for granted. It's always appropriate to thank them for what they do and to acknowledge their hard work, but today we're going to do that as a group. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's just wonderful having you here.
Oh, thank you. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Robin. So, just want to share maybe according to flower offering, maybe share a few thoughts. So, according to Buddhism, you know, like happiness, the cause of happiness. So, whether you agree or not, the cause of happiness, according to Buddhist teachings, or Buddha's teachings, so is a merit. Merit. Mm. So, making offerings, you know, flower offerings. So, physically, you know, there's like two bouquets. What is it called? Bouquet? Oh, bouquet. But mentally, you know, like number-wise, like size-wise, is huge, not just small. Huge, you know, that's called mental offerings. They are just for the sake of knowledge, you know, mental offerings. In your mind, it's huge. It's huge as big as like a mountain in Colorado or Grandfather Mountain, big as that. And beautiful, you know, and then number-wise, not just one, millions. Oh, not just in front of, you know, all the holy beings, in front of all living beings. Not just today, all the time. All the time. So whether you are making like food offering, light offering, incense offering, flower offerings, physically is one, mentally is millions. Oh? And not just today, all the time, till you fully liberated yourself from the, how you say, all the trouble. All the trouble? All the trouble. Oh. So just want to share that with you, okay? Just want to share. So then maybe a lot of you wonder why I disappeared last 3 months, almost. I went to Patagonia, to look for happiness. I brought it here. Good to see. So then, you know, like taught some class and give some public talk. So then after that, they took me to Peru. They say, oh, maybe Patagonia maybe is not the source of happiness. Maybe Peru. Machu Picchu, that's all the happiness store. So when they, you know, had great time. So, and I've been thinking, like, why I'm having so much good time? I've been thinking, because I don't have any responsibility. Someone else take care of where I, someone else figure out where I stay, when to go, where to go, when to eat. I don't have any responsibility. Basically, I've become like Lama. Lama on the mountain. You see, in Peru, there's a lot of Lama. Lama? Oh, we have no responsibility, just hanging out on the mountains. So that's exactly what I've been doing. I'm just hanging out, and like people call me Lama, but I don't have any responsibility. So I met many Lamas, but no teachings. So, yeah, so that's where I've been going, you know, like only 2 weeks to Peru, then all the rest of the time I've been kind of like teaching. Teaching there, okay. So hopefully maybe someday show you some video. Maybe anybody wants to go to do, to become like Lama. So that's the place to go. Pretty much same, wherever you go, pretty much same, you know, like, oh, going here, going there, you know, like, probably hoping for some kind of, like, happiness, but, you know, like, it is all, like, related to sensory pleasures, you know, like, unless you are thinking something in your mind, so that probably enjoyment could increase, but there are so many distractions everywhere, so that, you know, not being mindful. First you get excited seeing some ruin, then after 15 minutes Then all same ruin, you know, so then pretty much over. So then you get excited to hike down all the way to your hotel room. First 5 minutes you go so excited, then after that tired. So then, you know, it's like this, you know. So that's the part of life. Part of life. So one of the best things is very interesting, very interesting. The true happiness, you know, true happiness. I'm not saying that I have true happiness, I have no happiness. But I do know Buddha's teaching, because I've been studying that almost 20 years back in the monastery. So then according to Buddha's teachings, the true happiness comes from thinking. Internally, you know, reflecting. And being mindful, and the best things, be nice, you know, be nice, be good inside, you know, it's easy to say, but there's the whole, everything comes down, no matter, you know, like different, like painting, different teaching, prayer, all kind of thing, but all comes down on mind. Tamje, sambadala, tamje means all. Depend on mind. If the mind is good, even though you are not on or in Machu Picchu.
On.
Even though you are not on Machu Picchu, you still have, you know, peace of mind. You don't have to go all the way to Machu Picchu to have peace of mind. That's quite expensive. And also physically kind of challenging. So it's all in the mind. If you manage to do that, if you live like Milarepa in the cave, middle of nowhere, you are have full of joy, your mind is filled with joy. Even living in the cave, I'm not asking you to live in cave, but you know, like, live in the cave, so, full of joy. So therefore, you know, so there's few prayer I choose to say. Sunday morning class, may all sentient beings, may all living beings, not just like, or may only American people, no, not like that. So attitude does matter, attitude. May all breathing living beings, I wish them all happy. So that's the mind that brings happiness. It brings you immense benefit. It's nothing to do with religion. Right? It's nothing to do with religion, no. If you are nice, you know, angry person is hard to deal with. Happy person is easy to deal. Nothing to do with religion, no. So, the mind. every single day when you wake up and try to think something positive. So, I'm capable, you are capable, we are all capable to think something good. If you're really hoping for goodness, then think something good. Goodness does not come out of thinking something negative. The negative comes out of thinking something negative. The good things come out thinking something positive. You know, as a Buddhist monk, what you do when you wake up, you're trying to think something positive, you know, you're trying to focus on precious human life. The life is so precious. It's not something that you hate, you don't like, it's not like that, you know. It's something very precious. Tenjo was a... Pawe ten, is like this, refers to our life. It's Pawe ten, in Tibetan word, Pawe ten. What it means? It means life that has ability to free yourself from all the disturbing thought, That's called liberations. Nirvana called liberations. You have no longer deserving thought. You have only positive thought. Hard to imagine, but it is possible. It is possible. No? It is possible because you can control your anger by thinking. You can control the anger. No? Even though anger can be controlled, can you imagine? Then every single disturbing thought can be controlled because anger is the most destructive, you know, destructive, how is it, emotional thought? Among those, another, you know, disturbing emotional thought. If that's the case, any single one of them can be controlled. So that's how you develop, you know, within yourself, how to, when you're about to get angry, then you think about the benefit of patience, and you take time and you pause. You don't need to, you know, react right away. You just take time and think, you know, think, and slowly you could control your anger. So that's, you know, that's the evidence or proof that anger can be controlled, can be controlled. So, may all living beings, you know, may all sentient beings or living beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. When you look around, all of us, every day, but we are hoping for something good. Regardless, American, Tibetan, monk, lay people, doesn't matter, white, black, you know, brown, yellow, pink. Same. The minute we wake up, we are looking for, hoping for something good, some kind of happiness. That needs to be very clearly, that needs to be understood very clearly. In that base, there's no difference. You don't have extra reason to be happy. No, the same. Every living being the same. That's a fact. There's nothing to do with religion, that's a fact. So now based on that, and think about the best is to become the cause for their hope. If not, unless, don't become the obstacle for their hope. Restrain from becoming obstacle for their hope. Do you agree? That's the fundamental things that everybody needs to understand. Then when you look around, everybody has, you know, complications, problems. If you become the cause for their happiness, then your life becomes meaningful. Meaningful. Then you are taking the best out of this precious human life. Why is it called precious human life? Because there's something that you can do that cannot be done by material things, no? It can only be done by thinking. Oh? Precious, you know, private and the Ishinor Lelas. Private and the Ishinor Lelas. Ishinor is like the precious jewel. Wish-fulfilling precious jewel. If you have one of them, if you just wish, pizza will just appear. If you wish for warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods, it just appears here. That's called wish-fulfilling jewel, if you had one of them. But this life is far more precious than that. Far more precious than that. No, because why? Because you can motivate yourself and think something positive. That's why it's so precious. It's not just something you don't hate and you don't like. No. This is very precious. Who said? Buddha said, then after the Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, 2,500 years ago, then after Lama Tsongkhapa, 650 years ago, said that repeatedly, again and again. Tanya Batanya Tanji is the It's so fragile, and we have no clue how much time we have on this earth. We have no clue. Therefore, we should not make our life more miserable. We should make our life happy as possible. Happy doesn't mean, you know, excitement. Not that kind of happiness, you know, you jump up and down. Not because of happiness. We don't talk about that. Happiness is not like that, you know. It's always calm inside, calm and, you know, often thinking something positive. You get immense benefit. Even just, you know, thinking like that, may all living beings have happiness and cause of happiness. Just the thought, just a thought. Thought does matter. You know, some may think, thought, that's a thought that counts. That is a thought that counts. That attitude is very important. You know, be good inside. Oh, kind, compassionate. Oh, everybody will enjoy. Being angry, being kind of pessimistic, no, nobody really likes to be around or hanging out. Nothing to do that. People don't care if you get angry. People don't care whether you're Buddhist, not Buddhist, Christian, atheist. People don't want to be around. There's nothing to religion. It's the fact. It's the fact. Dungatamutsana meditations, even the slightest difficulties, nobody wants. Even the slightest difficulties, nobody wants. Look around, nobody. If you ask them, nobody wants. Dungatamutsana meditation. Dela namya choshen nevanis. When it comes down on pleasure, happiness, nobody's content. Nobody. Including myself, nobody content. That's a fact. There's no difference between you and me. I don't want slightest difficulties, you same. No, I'm not content by pleasure or happiness and you are same. Therefore, just wish them something positive. Don't wish them something negative, just wish them something positive. You get immense benefit. That's exactly what it means, be nice, be good inside. That's exactly what it means, be good inside. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Be good inside, no? That's all. So on the other hand, in order to do that, there's many obstacles. What are those obstacles? All different layers of disturbing thought that rise every single day. Every single day, almost like there's no break. No, we need to create a break from disturbance. So otherwise, every single day in life doesn't require much. You know, so as I said, often I said many times, in my house, I'm doing my prayers. I have two fruit trees, persimmon trees. Every summer it produces hundreds of fruits. I'm doing my prayer inside. All of a sudden you see squirrel on the tree. Now your happiness is about to... the base of the happiness is like going like this. Prayer that you are saying means nothing. It means nothing. Your whole focus is on the squirrel. And then sometimes you see a squirrel with a fruit in mouth. Then, like, you just froze. No? But they're like, oh, very wonderful that you are eating my fruit. So good, you know, I'm like hoping for your happiness. Not that kind of thought rise. If that kind of thought rises, that's good. You don't lose your peace of mind. Then no, squirrel probably can enjoy the fruit there very peacefully. Win-win. But that's not the case. First is, how dare that you're eating my fruit? Even though I'm feeding you all the time. Then you know, like, then you get out, then you try to catch, yeah, squirrel is much faster than you. there's no way you can catch. But in your mind, you're going to have, you have all kind of plans to catch and to punish all kind of plans. Meaning you open the door, squirrel jump on the trees. You can't jump. Even though you can jump, you probably break the branch, you know, it's not strong enough to hold you. So then you do all kinds of, you just chase and make noise, you know, chase there, there, there, and like, then you grab the horse, then you open the water, then you try to all kind of things. Meanwhile, squirrel didn't get peaceful time to enjoy the fruit. And this side, you were bitten by mosquitoes here, there. Then you get angry with the mosquito, then you get to see the mosquito. That's how life becomes complicated, you know. That's how life is, that becomes complicated. So now there's not just one being, there's other beings that you can't really see. During the day, there's been here. So you get angry. So then meanwhile, food is gone, score is gone, water has been wasted. And then, so it's very hard. I'm not saying it's easy. But it's very beneficial if you can do it. It's very hard. But you can't give up. No, it's never become easy. Never become easy. We have to try. So very interesting. Every day, you know, like there are so many different ways we lose our peace of mind. Our cool. We lose our cool. So the purpose of reciting mantra during meditation is to minimize disturbing thought. The goal is to free ourselves from disturbing thought. That's the goal, nirvana. That's the goal. All the fear, all the lot of problems, because of mind. Because of mind, there will be nirvana. Because of mind, there will be samsara. Not because of body. No, that's very limited. No? So, very important, okay? So all my friends here, very important. I try my best every single day, trying my best, cool down myself, reflecting on the prayer that I, you know, say, and trying to reflect on the meaning, so. Everything changed. Life changed, mind changed, people changed, interest changed, everything changed. That's the fact. You can't hold. You cannot hold. It's going against reality. You cannot hold. Everything changed. Right from the beginning, it's very, very important to be aware, not just aware, fully aware. Things will change. Everything will change. Huh? Therefore, need to be flexible. When time comes, you cannot hold. Holding creates more pain. If you are flexible, you are ready to let it go, even though it's also kind of painful, but long term, it'll be much, much better. Much better. Oh, that's called teaching of impermanent. Teaching of impermanent. Okay? So in order to like solve, you know, all the complications that we go through every single day, that requires very firm, steady mindset, very firm, steady mindset, no? positive thinking, that's the answer for all the problems, positive thinking, positive thought, that's the answer for all the problems, okay, all the problems. Oh, so then, you slowly, eventually, then you have, you know, less, you know, disturbing thought, then your life will be much, much better off, much better. Wherever you go, if you end up with more positive thought, you'll enjoy. Your enjoyment is not dependent on the weather, or the food, or the environment. Your enjoyment is here all the time, even in the prison. You manage to keep your mind calm and peaceful, even in the prison. See? Oh. Okay? Oh, yeah. So, then eventually, just pure. You just see pure. That's all you see. When you look around, wonderful. You just see pure. Environment, everything turned into cheesecake. Not just say word I honey. Not just saying word honey. Honey or honey?
Honey.
Hi, honey. When you get angry, where's the honey? There's no honey. You know. But if you manage to change here within yourself, then yeah, everything you see, not just say honey, everything actually become honey. So that is good. That's a good thing, okay. Oh yeah. So then you know that probably may require meditations, reciting prayer, having all this holy painting around you, kind of reminds you it all become the condition. It all become the conditions to you to like as a develop inner quality. Shantideva, what Shantideva said, Miki Sinjetana. If you are looking at someone, we have choice. We don't have to look. If you are looking at someone, Miki Sinjetana, Tangshi Chambesulche Tasmin. Look at that person sincerely, genuinely, with a warm heart. Look at that person. Because that person's every single second looking for happiness. Same like you, no differences. It's not based on the color, or hair, the cloth that you wear, or tradition you follow, the religion you follow. It's nothing to do with that. It's the fact. When you look at someone, that person is looking for happiness every single second, like you. Same. Therefore, look at that person with the kind heart, warm heart, compassionate heart. You get immense benefit of just doing that. Even though you don't know how to say a mantra, how to say prayer, doesn't matter. What is most important? This is most important. Look at that person sincerely, genuinely, with compassionate heart. Why? Now why? It's very important in the Western world. Why? You ask questions. No, you can't. Question is very important. Because you could gain so much qualities from based on that person. You can gain loving kindness, compassion, tolerance, patience, all of that. You can practice. That's why. The best enlightenment, liberations you can gain from that person. Oh, being kind. Based on that individual's your liberation could happen. Your enlightenment could happen. Therefore, that's why. Oh. So, loving kindness, compassion, that's mental qualities. It's not something you can buy in the flea market. You know, nobody sells loving kindness, compassion. Anybody sells? I don't think so. Anybody sells loving kindness, compassion? No. So there's something that is called mental quality. There's something that needs to be developed by thinking, you know, thorough thinking, not just thinking, thorough thinking. Oh. So, that's the kind of sums up, you know, all the Buddha's teachings, kind of sums up, you know, if particularly Mahayana Buddhist teachings. Oh, if beliefs, like cherishing other is the door to all the happiness. Cherishing other is the door to all the happiness. So that's the Mahayana approach. You know, approach. Cherishing other is the door to all the happiness. They're holding so tightly on self. Self, you know. My way, highway, that attitude brings so much problems, so much problems. Been doing that, in my case, last almost more than 40 years. No result. Been doing that. It's not like, just hurt. No, just been doing that. Last more than 40 years, no result. So now it's time to switch. switch your attitude. Cherishing other is a door to all the happiness. It doesn't say, cherish only Buddhists. It doesn't say. Cherishing others. Doesn't matter American, Tibetan, Asian, doesn't matter. Buddhist, Christian, every one of them looking for happiness. Every one of them. Best become the cause. If not, don't become the obstacle for their happiness. So that's the, how is the essence of Buddha's teachings, So be good. Be good inside. Be good inside. Okay. If you can do that, no need religion. Why you need religion? No need religion. Why you need religion? No need. No need religion. Okay. So this life will be happier. If something goes on, life after this is going to be something good. Because of your, because of the power of your mind. Power of your mind, you could disappear. Right here, nobody can see. Power of mind, you could fly in the sky. So many things happen, because power of the mind, not because power of the body. That's very limited. Power of the mind, different things could happen because power of the mind. So that the power of the mind, if something goes on, life after this, it will be something good. And while you are living your life, and kind of, peacefully, happy, so then eventually the small little thing doesn't bother. Even if you feel like all the difficulties pouring down on you like rain, you don't lose your peace of mind. See? You don't lose your peace of mind. Because you've been trained. You've been thinking about that all the time. Even though every single thing is falling apart, you don't lose your peace of mind. Hard to imagine, but that is truth. That's the truth. Oh, don't misunderstand. I reach that level. No. I'm like probably worse than you. So I cannot handle squirrel taking my fruit. Can you imagine? Probably, so don't think that I reach that level. No. But I'm thinking. Every single day, I've been thinking. Yeah, many years I've been thinking. Yeah, I do know what to think, but I've been thinking. But it's hard. But that's the only answer. Power of the positive thought. You will be liberated. Oh, for good, not just for one day, for good. You'll be liberated. Power of the mind, you'll be enlightened. Power of the mind, you'll benefit so many living beings. Oh, power of the mind. And people feel completely safe being around you because power of the mind that you don't believe becoming cause for obstacles for other happiness. And you, no matter what kind of circumstance, you will not harm any living beings. Oh, that's your firm convictions. Into the Buddha's teachings. So that's all. So that's what I've been talking last 20 years. For myself, doesn't make not much progress, but I've been talking last 20 years. So, then particularly from the emptiness point of view, we create everything, we make everything so serious, so solid, absolute serious. From the emptiness point of view, it's all like illusions. It's not like illusions, but like illusions. Not dream, but it's like dream. When you wake up, it's just part of the memory. I'm not just making this up. Who said, Shantideva said, around 4th century or 8th centuries. That book has been written around 8th centuries. Now we live in 21st centuries. It's been said many, many centuries ago. I'm not just making this up. Oh, last night thinking, oh, maybe what should I should say tomorrow at the Kadamba Center? No, no, no. It's been already said. It's already said. Likewise, experience of dream, whatever we do, we did, or going to do, is like dream. It just become the part of memory. All the past, you are not going to see them again. It's past. What that indicates, it indicates the impermanent. It indicates impermanent. You cannot hold on. So then from the emptiness point of view, everything is like illusions. You know, there's nothing serious because it's all perceptions. It's all perceptions. You know, we just made it so like serious. Oh, this has to be here, exactly here, 4 inch from the front, 12 inch from the back. That's where this sits. If somebody moves this here, then all the happiness is gone. Is that really important? It's not that important. It can be here, it can be here, it can be here, you know. So, this needs to be tuned according to the tradition. It needs to be tuned like this, clockwise. One kid comes, it's tuned like this. Oh, that's so nervous. That's the end of the world. Don't do that. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's all like that. That's like that, you know. So like, it's not that serious. It's not that serious. It's not that serious as you think. It's not that serious, you know. Chinachanams. Jumamilam tas. Chinachanam. Internal, external phenomena. Chi. Internal, external, non-internal, che, all the things, stuff. Juma melam tans, juma melam tans, like illusions, dream. Tamayasana dazu chishindru, tamayasana dazu. In the clear lake, the reflection of the moon in the clear lake. Reflection of the moon in the clear lake. Tamayasana looks exactly like moon. But that's not moon, it's the reflection of the moon. It's the reflection of the moon, it's not moon, it's the reflection of the moon. So, it's the reflection of the mind. There's nothing absolute, nothing serious, absolute, concrete, nothing. It's just a reflection of the mind. It's a reflection of the mind. Reflection of the mind. If mind can transform. There's nothing serious. Everything's like illusion. Okay, from the emptiness point of view. So that's another best word for Tongbanyi. In Tongbanyi, Shunyata. That's another best translation. But so far, you know, that's the only translation that we have in English. Emptiness. So does not mean nothingness. It means something very profound. We have no clue. Very subtle. Very, very subtle. So it's the reflection. It's the reflection of the mind. When you look at the mirror, that's your reflection. It's not your face. It looks exactly like your face, but that's the reflections of your face. It's not your face. But it looks exactly like your face, exactly like you, or very charming, or very serious. But that's not, it's a reflection. Perception, reflections. Minds look at, it reflects and bounces back, positive, negative, that is creates something solid, unchanged, absolute evil. No, that's not absolute evil. That's not absolute evil, it's just a reflection of mind. Jumetis Dova means concentration like illusions. I'm not saying it's illusion, it's like illusion. See, is this helpful? It's helpful. And also, you know, sometimes it's good, you know, to meditate on, you know, what is self. What is self? Oh, I'm not happy, I'm this, I'm that, you know, I'm this. Oh, like, you just figure out what you're saying. I, define I. Just tell yourself, define I. What is self? So then that leads to, you know, into meditation on emptiness, okay? Meditation on emptiness. So, tell you one story, so if you don't mind, I'll tell you one story. There's one farmer, he's been, you know, working on the fields, and like, at that time there's no tractors, there's no machines. So you use animals to plow the ground. The animal is not pushing very well, so on top of that, he was kind of tired, you know. So then he thought, oh, maybe, you know, then he got kind of like discouraged. He decided to do some kind of spiritual practice. So there's a spiritual practice called chir. Chir means you go to cemeteries, and you have this big drum, and you kind of like basically, you know, imagining that, you know, trying to cut the attachment towards the life. This life is basically to cut, basically your offerings, your body to the spirit. You know, so you do that, the cemetery practice. All of a sudden, he feel like he kind of sense all this spirit around him. He got so scared. Then he went to see another Lama, said, should I say some mantra to challenge those experiences, or what should I do? The Lama said, don't say mantra, just go there. And he went back. All of a sudden, he felt like he was lifted from the ground, all the spirit, and did all kind of things, then drop on the ground. Then he thought, oh, I'm finished. So he thought, I'm finished. So that I, he's been thinking all this year, something solid, concrete. And after a little while, he's not finished. He opened his eyes, then he found the true self. Does that make sense? The story probably doesn't make sense. It doesn't make perfect sense in Tibetan language. So that basically, like, the self that he hold on so tight, that's like superimposed, exaggerated. Then, you know, the self that he found, that's, you know, that's the one. Okay, so that don't mean that you need to go to cemetery. I'm not asking you to go to cemetery, but just telling the stories. Sometimes it's helpful, you know, to do different type of meditation, okay? Yeah, so now I will stop. Thank you very much for your warm welcome, and I'm very, very, very much touched by your warm welcome. And and from now on till I'm not sure till when, so I'll be here. So every Sunday then we meet. So then I'll, you know, like give some talk, then interact through the question answer. So then like normal, like a regular Sunday program. Okay. Well, thank you, and have a nice weekend.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 246. If you have the white binder, it's just on the back of the sheet that says Kadama Center Prayers. And we'll read the dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with the mind laid down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are born of toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rain and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened people be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now turn to page 244 and 245 and we'll read some long life prayers. Start with the one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, on page 244. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then the one on the bottom of the opposite page. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Avatara. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back to the other side. For Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, save for myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now seven green taras for Geshe-la and Geshe-sangpo's long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Just a couple of very quick announcements. Geshe-la will resume teaching on the three principal aspects of the path this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And although Geshe-la has the very kindest intention to teach every single Sunday starting from now, next Sunday there will be a retreat going on here, and so the center will be closed unless you're participating in the retreat. But then he will be teaching every Sunday after that. Thank you. And if you want to offer a kata, now's the time.
If I can wake up on time.
Okay, I have to make an announcement because Heather's not here, so I have to wear the hat. So we have a luau party happening July 28th at 6:30. And we're going to do contests with the clothing and attire. So just come out and enjoy. Very simple party, so come out and have fun.
Thank you.
Next hat is we're looking for one more position for a cafe manager. So we filled the kitchen manager position with two people. Thank you. So if you'd like to be part of the cafe and help out and keep it clean and keep it stocked, then give me a call. Thanks.
Hello, Marianne. How are you?
Good.
Thank you. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.